Czech archaeologists have an impressive reputation around the world, working in many different countries. This week, they all came together in Prague to swap notes, report on progress made and outline prospects for the future. Daniela Lazarová reports.
Czechs are now involved in excavation work in Egypt, Syria, Uzbekistan, Bulgaria and Kuwait. All have come up with some important finds, but it is the Egyptologists who have really made an international impact. After more than a century of research and 40 years of excavation work in the land of the pharaohs, Czech archaeologists have many important finds to their name. Ladislav Bareš is head of the Czech Institute of Egyptology.
Our work in Egypt definitely belongs to the most prestigious work abroad of Czech archaeologists. Our institute, the Czech Institute of Egyptology, is working in Egypt since 1960, and we have done quite a lot of work. Quite a lot of successes have been done during that period of time.
An exciting find in 1982 and 96, I believe. What were they?
Well, 1982, it was archive of papyri, one of the oldest papyrus archives from the whole history of ancient Egypt. And in 1996, it was an intact shaft tomb of a lesser dignitary, but in spite of that, it was a very nice find, a first intact tomb of such kind found after 55 years. Abusir as a place was a long time neglected. Everybody thought that there is nothing new or nothing interesting to be found there. So it was a big surprise when we started our work there and made there those magnificent discoveries.
The Czech team is one of only a dozen which have been granted permanent status in Egypt. The Abusir excavation site has proved unexpectedly rewarding, and Czech archaeologists there have big plans for the future. The head of the team in Abusir, Professor Miroslav Werner, who discovered an unplundered tomb in 1996, is now hoping for greater things, the seat of a former government and a long-lost palace.
In my opinion, regardless of all what has so far been discovered in Abusir, mostly in the Abusir necropolis and pyramid field, there is still a lot of work to be done. For instance, the discovery and exploration of the pyramid town Ba Neferirkara, pyramid town which is known from written documents and which surely existed in Abusir. Another such archaeological challenge represents the residence, which is so far little known, you know, and archaeologically practically unknown as far as the Old Kingdom is concerned, the 3rd millennium BC.
Can you explain what the residence is?
The residence was the seat of the government of that time. It was the executive branch of the Egyptian top administration. So far, no residence dating from the Old Kingdom was discovered. There is a hypothesis that such a residence might have existed in Abusir, possibly in the area of the Lake of Abusir. So these are the priorities, in my opinion. Perhaps I should not forget still one great challenge, namely the palace of Sahure. So far, no royal palace dating from the Old Kingdom was discovered in Egypt. And again, the written documents inform us very clearly that such a palace, which was named Extolled is the Beauty of Sahure, must have existed in Abusir, definitely. So another important challenge for Czech archaeologists.
The Czech archaeological team, headed by Professor Werner, has just received a grant which will enable it to continue its work in Abusir for another 7 years. In the meantime, in Prague, a new generation of archaeologists is in the making. Professor Bareš again.
Just this year we are starting a new year of study of Egyptology, and about 140 people are trying to get to the study of Egyptology, so enormous number. And of course we are lucky because it shows us that our work is good and brings its results.
Ladislav Bareš there, the head of the Czech Institute of Egyptology, ending that report from Daniela Lazarová.